You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get started. Introduce these gentlemen.
This is Apollo Control at 122 hours, 57 minutes. During the change of shift briefing, we said goodnight to the crew of Intrepid and also to Dick Gordon aboard Yankee Clipper. We last heard from Yankee Clipper at about 122 hours. The CSM has now gone behind the moon, and we're scheduled to reacquire in about 34 minutes. Pete Conrad came up at 122 hours, 15 minutes, and gave us a crew status report. He said that the crew is in super shape, that Al Bean had taken one of the decongestant tablets prior to the EVA. And he said that the crew planned to follow the EVA timeline for their second EVA. We requested that Al Bean also attempt to remove any water accumulated in his suit circuit. Al followed the recommended procedure and reported that there were just a couple of small drops of water accumulated in the suit circuit. We said goodnight to Conrad and Bean in Intrepid at 122 hours, 37 minutes. We have heard nothing from them since that time. We've accumulated a total of about 8 minutes of taped conversation. We'll play that back for you now and then continue to stand by live.
Go ahead, Intrepid.
Roger, when do you want us to change the... give me a time for the LILH cartridge change, would you please?
Okay, sure will, Pete. Now, we got a couple more questions to get rid of some Irish pennants here, and when you answer these, we can turn you loose to go to sleep. First off, what are your intentions for your suit hose configuration for sleep? Over.
Al says he's hot and he's going to leave his connected flow air. I'll probably sleep with mine off.
Okay, understand. Secondly, how about for our friendly surgeon, a crew status report, and a medication and radiation status?
Okay, the crew's in super shape, no medication, and let me look at my little rad center here just a second.
LFP had one of those decongestant pills just prior to EVA.
Understand, Al.
And my red counter is what? My red counter is 11020.
And mine's 04020.
Okay, thank you. One last question. On your, did you have any problems with the tape meter during your descent other than it reading high on the paraloon check?
We had an altitude rate. Altered descent naturally, and it looked to me like it agreed pretty closely with the pink's numerical readout on the disky. That's what that concerns me about the rendezvous radar. Also, that low transmitter power, maybe they're all hooked in somehow.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I disagree on low transmitter power. We got surface locked up, but when the command module went by at a good P-22, the tape meter did not run in the P-22 like it does in the simulator. I'll say that for it. And secondly, it was off. I don't remember the number now, but it was off from its normal reading and self-test. Although the pink portion of rendezvous radar self-test was absolutely correct. So I suspect that there may be just something wrong with that tape meter. I don't think there's anything wrong with the rendezvous radar itself.
Okay, thank you. And it was just that it was not in agreement. It was not erratic in operation in any way, was it?
No, it runs just perfect. Not erratic. Anchor's just, my impression on these parallel altitude checks, I think there may be a bias on it, like 30 or 40 feet per second.
Roger, Intrepid, thank you. Intrepid, Houston, Pete, the second time you disconnected your suit hose, did you get any water out of the hoses then?
It was the second time that I got all the water out of them. I took them off the first time, put them on the floor as advertised, and they didn't get any water out of them. I put them back on again, I started getting water in my boots, but I took them off that time. And I never put them on the floor. I just took them off, and it blew three-quarter-inch water balls right out of it and splattered all over the spacecraft. And since then, it's been pretty good. And we turned the suit dealy here up full hot. And we'll see how that works.
Okay, thank you. Intrepid Houston, has Al done the same thing with his hoses, Pete? And if he has not, we would like to request that he do so before you turn in.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten any water, but he's going to drain them right now. Now look, got us down here for an hour to eat tomorrow. We're in 16G, and when it doesn't take us anywhere near that long to eat, we can whistle through things a lot faster. I think we can pretty well stick to the nominal timeline and get a good night's rest. It may turn out that after 6 or 7 hours worth of sleep, we're going to get stirring because we're both up and we're not going to sit here. So we'll give you a holler whenever we get up, and we're going to start cooking right then and there and be ready to go over the sill at that so that we can get as good an EVA out of it as possible and not cut ourselves at the end.
Okay, that'll be fine, Pete. Intrepid Houston, request that Al go to suit flow while you're disconnected. If there is any water in there, it'll blow it on out.
That's a pretty reasonable request.
Pete, can we have the results of Al's suit loop check?
Roger, you got 2 drops of water. That's it.
Okay, understand. And on that lithium, I...
One of those 50s of life, Paul. I don't have any water time to speak of. He does, he's coming out all the time. It's just over the separator. But I really don't think that's yet. I got the old place that with it. I hope he's the way it hurts or something else.
Roger, I'll understand. And also, on the lithium hydroxide canister change, if it fits in with your activities at that time, we would like to have it changed out at 130 hours on the clock. And for your information, you're 12 minutes past the halfway mark in your total mission time.
Roger. And you want the LIOH data 130.00.
That's affirmative. Houston, let us know when you're getting ready to turn in, Pete, and we won't bother you anymore.
Okay, we're still diddling around here a little bit. We're just getting ready to rig the hammock now.
Roger.
Al wanted to go to EVA again, and I retrained him for tomorrow.
Okay, good show.
Downweight back up and power amplifier up at this time and configure it for sleep.
Roger, Pete,
99. It's, okay, and I
understand
it's 129.55 is Reveille, is that right?
That's
affirmative. Okay, we'll boost it on that. 99.
This is Apollo Control. That brings us up to date with the taped conversations, and we'll continue to stand by live now. We have about 24 minutes until reacquiring Dick Gordon in the command module. And it's been about 30 minutes since we said goodnight to the crew of Intrepid on the lunar surface. During that taped conversation, you heard Pete Conrad advise that he felt they would have no trouble staying with the EVA timeline for the second EVA. He also gave the clear implication that if the crew is up and awake somewhat earlier than the scheduled wake-up time of 129 hours, 55 minutes, that they would plan to press ahead with the EVA, implying, of course, that we could have a somewhat early extravehicular activity. However, we won't have any further information on that until we see what time the crew gets up after their sleep period, and until we see how well they're staying with the timeline and preparing for the EVA. At 123 hours, 9 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Red AOS, CSM, go for command, CSM.